Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
BlackRock is in on the tokenization race with a new fund on the Ethereum network. The asset management giant also made a strategic investment in asset tokenization company Securitize. The BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund is represented by the BIDL token and fully backed by cash, U.S. Treasury bills, and repurchase agreements. According to a press release, it will provide yield paid out via blockchain rails every day to token holders. Securitize will act as a transfer agent and tokenization platform, while BNY Mellon is the custodian of the fund's assets. Current FTX CEO John J. Ray III is pushing back against founder Sam Bankman-Fried's claims that customers lost no money in the exchange's collapse. Ray says they are, quote, categorically, callously, and demonstrably false, end quote. Bankman-Fried and his legal team have leaned heavily in on the no harm to customers narrative, asking the judge to consider a maximum of a sentence of 6.5 years, far less than the 40 to 50 year sentence recommended by prosecutors. Ray told the court that when he took over the exchange, only 105 Bitcoins remained on the platform, compared with nearly 100,000 that customers were entitled to. Bankman-Fried is scheduled to be sentenced on March 28. And a UN Security Council study says that $3 billion in cryptocurrencies were lost to North Korean hackers between 2017 and 2023. There were a total of 58 suspected cyber attacks on crypto-linked firms during that time period. The report also said that North Korea derives around 50% of its foreign currency income from cyber attacks, which is used to fund its weapons program. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.